Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast from Jam and Jerry's House of Fun. No, let's see. Yeah, Jam and Jerry's House of Fun podcasts. Whatever. This is podcast number 34, and today we're talking air fryers, everybody. Now, some of you who already know what's coming, you guys are already looking forward to this podcast, apparently, and I don't blame you because I'm really excited to be doing this one. I didn't even know this one existed until just a few days ago. Air fryers. Kind of a sort of a hot topic in the blind community because most air fryers nowadays are, they definitely have touch panels, which are, you know, a definite no-no. You know, we can't use them. We're, a lot of us are thinking, oh God, whatever happened to the old dial days? And, you know, now we have ones that are smart air fryers. We have one and have had one for like 3 years. Is it 3 or 4? I don't remember. But at any rate, it's been very faithful to us. However, near the end, things just got less accessible. Well, okay, I shouldn't say less accessible. Part of it did. Part of it possibly posed a challenge, but we got around it. We've been able to use ours with Alexa. So, you know, no problem until we switch to Alexa Plus. A lot of people don't like Alexa Plus, so we're not going to, that's not today's topic. But if we eventually figured out that yes, you can still use it with Alexa. However, one of the things that you can't do anymore is find out how much time is remaining on the air fryer. And hell, even before Alexa Plus, sometimes that command didn't even work. So I had been thinking I was going to get us a new basket for ours. Because while we kept it clean, you know, a lot in the beginning and stuff, especially near the end, I you know, I've had some trouble with my hands and whatnot, and you know, couldn't clean it all the time, but you know, we cleaned it enough. But as hard as we've used it and whatnot, the basket has just become meh. I mean, it's not like, you know, disgustingly whatever, but at the same time, it's getting where it's just hard to clean and things like that. So I was going to replace the basket. Well, somebody on Mastodon, and I don't remember where this conversation started, talked. They said they had heard somewhere about an air fryer that you could talk to, and that it would talk back. I had never heard of this. The only one I even knew anything about was an air fryer. I forget what it's called. But in my personal opinion, and I'm just going to say it that way, in my personal opinion, grossly overpriced. Grossly overpriced for the blind. I'm guessing it has buttons or something. I don't know. I do know it talks. You know, you don't need the internet to use it. At least that's the way I understand it. Kind of like the microwave. That's for the blind, that's damn near $400, that when I found out how that microwave was made, it disgusted me. The fact that they basically took a microwave, took out some of the guts, put in their own panel, put a speaker where the clock used to be, called it a microwave for the blind, and they charge almost $400 for the microwave. Insane. Well, at any rate, during this conversation on Mastodon, someone was like, yes, this air fryer actually does exist. You don't need internet. You don't use Bluetooth. You don't do anything like that. No whatevers. It's not a smart air fryer. You just talk to it. It does what you tell it. It can talk back to you. I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. And I had asked for some info. I watched some videos and I told May about it. She's like, let's go ahead and get it. Okay. I did see it does still have a touch panel, but we don't need to use it. So without further ado, I should have got him while I was... Oh, wait, I did. While I was talking. I know some of you love your stereo podcasts, but with as big as this thing is, and trying to figure out where I'm going to put the recorder and things like that, it's just easier to do it in mono. Also, I do have at least one or two windows open. You do kind of hear a rather kind of quiet fan in the background that's in a window. It's pulling air out of the trailer. I turned the other one off because I don't need it blowing on me while I'm trying to record. Can't do anything about these other sounds that you're going to hear, so no offense, just deal, okay? I apologize. There's just nothing I can do about it. At any rate, this is an air fryer from Emerson. They have two different ones that you can get, and the only difference is the size. Now, when I was looking at them and when I was asking about them, yes, you're hearing me, you know, cut it open at the moment. When I did ask people about it, and they told me, they said, oh, there's two sizes. There's a 5.3 cubic and a 10. Well, the current air fryer we have right at the moment is a 5.8. And trust me when I say there are times it's barely big enough. So a 5.3 definitely would not have cut it for us. So we got the 10 cubic air fryer. Now this air fryer does do more than air fryer. It's actually a 6-in-1. You can bake, or say you can air fry, you can bake, you can broil, you can dehydrate, you can keep warm. I don't know if that's all six, but that's the ones I remember off the top of my head. All right, this is a box within a box. Oh, and I hate when they put the tape like this. They've got a piece of tape that basically is going over the little piece that goes inside the... you know how normally it's the top just kind of folds down in, and then there's this little piece that goes inside that to hold the top down. They had a piece kind of covering that. I'm like, But this time I was able to get it open with relatively no problems. All right, so I have the box open. At the very top, paperwork. Probably, definitely a manual. I do believe a quick start guide. I don't know what that is. It's laminated, though. So there's that stuff. Now, thanks to Rat, who does have the 5.3 cubic one, I do have an accessible manual and an accessible quick start guide. If anyone wants it, just let me know. Like I said, thank you, Rat, for providing that to me so I could read it before mine got here, or ours got here, whatever. All right, so now I just take this styrofoam off the top. And folks, I'm definitely going to tell you, this one is definitely bigger than our other one was. this ought to be interesting. Now this one, the way I understand it, it comes with obviously the basket, but it also comes with, what'd they say it also comes with? I'm just taking the plastic and stuff off, as for what I can see. It comes with a rack that you can put in the basket. I assume that's probably for baking. And it also, what did they say, like a plate? It comes with some sort of like plate thing, I think is what they said. All right, so now I gotta get the air fryer out of this. And that's, all right. Let me get this stuff in here. I'm not gonna put the top styrofoam in there yet because, I'm just not, because I will have more trash I'm putting in there, I'm sure. This actually isn't as bad as I thought as far as size goes. Let's see here. I'm trying to get they have these little tapes here. However, they don't have little, they didn't do the end where you can kind of just pull on it. So I have to kind of start it on my own. It's not pre-started, if that makes sense. Looks like something else is holding it in too, but I only see. Oh, there it goes. Okay. All right. So I need to take this out because there's stuff in it. All right. So that's the plate. I'll just have to figure out how that goes in there. And I think I see now why they say don't dump the plate. The air fryer that we have, the basket actually sits in, like a, I don't know what to call it, but you push a button and lift, and that takes it out of that takes the air fryer basket out of what it's in that collects the grease that may fall off. This one is not like that. This one, the basket is the basket. It catches everything. So you obviously have to put your food on something. I'm assuming, I don't know which one is the air fry one. Because there's a rack, there's supposed to be a rack, and then there's a plate thing. I'm going to assume that the one, let me see something here. I'm assuming the one that has what looks like the metal handles on it and looks like it has metal feet. I'm assuming that's the rack. And then the other one is the plate. And in fact, that looks like it makes sense because the plate one is actually bigger and covers almost the whole thing. Ooh. More paperwork inside of there. I don't know what that is, but that can go there. Is there anything else in here? No. All right. Now they do say to wash it off. I'm just gonna go rinse it real quick. I'm not gonna use soap on it. And I'm sorry if I'm hitting the recorder. I will apologize for that. I didn't really realize where I had it sitting. It was kind of laying down on the bed. So right now I'm taking the plate over to the sink. Now what I want to do, we still have the old air fryer here and I got to move it here in just a minute. But what I want to do is I want to see, in all honesty, this isn't that much bigger. It is bigger. Don't get me wrong. It is bigger, but not. Maybe it's got more height than the old one does, and maybe that's what, you know, a lot of what makes it bigger. Because it really isn't all that much bigger. It is a little bit, but it's. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. And it really isn't. All right, so there's the old air fryer, and I'll move it here in just a moment. We're going to rinse the plate off. They say to wash it. I'm not going to wash, but I am going to just kind of, you know, let water run over it, and I'm gonna go. And that's good enough. All right, now I need to dry this off. So I need to take this where I have a towel. Let's grab the recorder again. This is a bit longer of a podcast, so I do apologize, you guys. What you're hearing is our Ring doorbells and our that one that sounded like it played the charge music. That's our doorbell on my phone. It just kind of does a chime, like a chimey kind of thing. It doesn't do the charge sound. That's how I know if it's the, you know, if it's the stick cam or if it's the doorbell. I hear charge if it's the doorbell, and I hear the phone. But if it's just the stick cam, I only hear the phone. All right, that's been dried off. So I'm just going to put this towel down. All right. And we're going to go back into the living room because that's where the air fryer actually is at the moment. Now, there is no button on this one to lift the basket. Like I said, it's you just pull the handle and the whole thing comes out, and you don't want to dump it upside down. And the reason you don't want to is because this plate would come out with the food. So I get it now. Let's see, is that how it sits in there? Nope. Does it look like it goes a certain way? Now I'm trying to find out how this goes in here. Do you go like that? I don't know. Oh, yes. Okay, it does go like that, but that's a pretty tight fit. I don't know how you're going to get that out of there. Oh, well. We'll have to figure that out later because I think I may have just put it in wrong. This one is a little bit taller. So, yeah, I guess I, you know, but this one is the 10-quart unit. I want to make sure there's no plastic under here. There's not. There's nothing else inside because I'm looking inside where the basket sits. Now this one does have a window in it. In the front of the basket, it does have a window. Although the handle is kind of in the way too. But you can see to the left of the handle and to the right of the handle, you can see through part of the window. And it does have a light that you can turn on and see your food cooking if you have sight. So let's go unplug the other one and let's officially retire it. It cooked its last meal this morning. I had chicken strips and garlic and herb french fries. Hi there, air fryer. You've been very faithful to us, but you are being replaced. It's time you get your last unplugging. There you go. You just heard me unplug it for the last time. And its plug is kind of at the end because we push it against the wall when we're not using it. It's looking kind of bent. We've had this thing for, like I said, either 3 or 4 years. I can't remember how long it's been. All right. Right now, I'm just going to set it on top of the table because we definitely want to make sure the new one works before we get rid of the old one. This makes sense. All right. And once I plug it in, there's no setup whatsoever. Once I plug this thing in, I can start talking to it and start using it. It does have lots of presets in it, things that you can try. What I would always recommend though is if you're going to use presets, like if you tell it air fry french fries, use it as a basis. Find out what it does and then work from there. you know, don't just treat it as it's the end all. I like the plug on this one better. But don't treat it as it's the end all. This is going to be my perfect cooking setting. Yeah, I definitely like this one better. This plug is thicker, and it's an actual three-prong instead of just a two-prong. And the wires, it doesn't feel like a, you know, like a regular AC wire. This one is the more thicker, kind of like a computer cord, as opposed to, say, a boombox cord. I hope some of you know what I'm talking about, because I unfortunately couldn't explain it any better than that. Aside to say that this one is thicker, and better, and this one is three prong and not two. That's, you know, a two prong that's grounded. All right, I now have it, and I'm going to pick up the recorder and the air fryer. This one's a little bit heavy, heavier, I should say, than the old one. In the manual, it does say to keep it about 4 inches away from any wall, you know, from anything. They tell you don't have it near a wall. Well, if you put it on a counter, it's going to be at least sort of near a wall. I mean, okay, the 4 inches is a good thing to know. This one actually does fit up here pretty well. Like I said, this one's just a bit taller. It is taller. I'm not going to say it's not. And I do see the touch panel and everything. Thank God I don't need it. Now, it does respond to three wake words. Hey, Emerson. Hey, air fryer. And hey, fryer. So we'll try all that stuff out. I'm going to plug it in. And you're probably going to hear it talk right away, because I'm pretty sure it does.
Welcome. Say hey, air fryer, to get started.
I don't think I even need to turn that up any. Because that's a decent enough. I mean, you can hear it standing right in front of it. All right. I'm going to make some miniature corn dogs. Now, I want to see. Yes, it's still. I can still pull it out and kind of put it on the. On the edge of the counter. However, because this one is bigger, it hangs off the counter more than the other one did. So, but at any rate, what we're gonna make some miniature corn dogs. Why? Because I can. And if the time that I'm used to isn't quite right and the temperature isn't quite right, it's not gonna. Okay, there's not very many in here. Well. All right. There's not very many in here. Oh, well. All right. Well, that's all right. Let's just see what we're going to get. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 miniature corn dogs, barely takes up any room in here at all. Okay. But we're just going to try this. Now, the one thing that I'm going to say, now, first of all, I got to pull this away from the wall. There we go, like I usually do. Like I said, this one fits. It just trying to, when I push it back so that I can pull the basket out, the basket does kind of hang off the edge a little bit. So I might not be able to do it that way anymore. I don't know. I'll just have to figure that out later down the road. But, you know, that's not part of this. So we're going to go ahead and cook this. Now, one of the things for those of you who have the Kasori air fryer that's very similar to mine, you'll know that when you told Alexa to cook with it, that was great because it would just start. It would say, you know, air frying for 13 minutes at 350 degrees. and it would start the air fryer, nothing to it. Here a couple weeks ago or whatever it was, I think it was about a month now, they made it to where you can't do that no more. Oh, sure. Alexa will tell you that it's doing it, and it'll even beep at you, meaning the air fryer. But it doesn't actually start it. You have to push the start button. So what we ended up having to do was find the start button and then put a little dot on the air fryer right below the start button. This one, I don't have to do that. I don't even have to touch it. I don't. So we're going to show you what happens here, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook these miniature corn dogs. I'm going to do it for the same time I would have done it had this been my old air fryer. And I'm not gonna make you listen for the full 13 minutes. I will come back when there's maybe, you know, a minute or so left, so that you can hear the very end. Because yes, I don't know if it counts down or what it does, but I'll edit it out until it does something, so that you don't have to listen to 13 minutes of an air fryer. So.
Welcome back.
Hey, air fryer.
Welcome back.
Air fry for 13 minutes at 350 degrees.
You want to cook for 13 minutes at 350 degrees. Say start cooking to begin.
Cancel. Okay, so maybe I can't. Okay. Hey, fryer. Okay, hey, fryer doesn't work.
Welcome back.
Air fry for 13 minutes at 350 degrees.
You want to cook for 13 minutes at 300 degrees. Say start cooking to begin.
Start cooking.
Start cooking now.
Okay, the fan in this one must be quieter. And I could even have it turn a light on if I wanted to. Not that I could see it. Hey, Emerson.
Welcome back.
How much time?
Sorry, try again.
Time remaining? I know you can do this. How much time is remaining? Oh, it's probably, I probably have to wake it up again. And when you do wake it up, it actually does stop, but then it resumes. Hey, Emerson.
Welcome back.
How much time is remaining?
The remaining time is 11 minutes.
What temperature is it? Hey, Emerson.
Welcome back.
What is the temperature?
The temperature is 300 degrees.
See, so there you go. All right, so we'll go ahead and... Wow, this one's a lot quieter than our other one. Maybe the fan in this one isn't quite as strong, like it doesn't spin as hard? Because this one's a lot quieter. Anyway, we'll come back when there is... Echo. Set timer for 11 minutes.
11 minute timer started.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy cooking.
So as you heard, I set a timer. We'll come back in a bit and we'll listen to the final little bit of these miniature corn dogs cooking, and then I'll check them out. I obviously won't be able to eat them right away because they'll be too hot. Hey, Emerson.
Welcome back.
How much time is left?
The remaining time is 5 minutes.
All right, I reckon we have a little over a minute left. And as you hear, it's still a rather quiet air fryer. And I guess... Oops. I see why they tell you to unplug it when you're not using it. At any rate, it acts...
Cooking complete. Be careful, it's hot.
Okay, now it didn't shut off. Interesting. But I think what it does is the fan runs for a while to cool down. Let me move my plate because it's where I am going to set the air fryer basket. Because with that being the way it is, it did beep at us. It did say cooking complete. So my guess is it's probably just running a fan right now. Oh, it did just stop. Okay, that's what I thought. All right. And where I'm putting it at on the sink, there is more room. Just for you're not touching anything, are you? Let's pull you forward just a little bit there. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set down the recorder. I'm going to set you down on the Keurig because we're not using it. I'm going to grab my plate. And I'm going to grab the corn dogs. Yes, this is going to be hot, but this is what I do normally. One, two. Now, these didn't come out like super crispy. Three. Four. Five. Six, seven. But it's okay. I don't really want mine that crispy anyway. So, there you go. And now that I got those on my plate, I'm lifting the air fryer basket.
Welcome back. Door is open.
Door is open. Okay. Now, that's actually kind of funny.
Sorry. Try again.
Cancel.
Please close the door first. Door is closed.
Do you do that every time someone opens the door? Let me see. I don't think so, but let me see.
Door is open. Door is closed.
Apparently it does. Okay. Okay. Sure.
Door is open. Door is closed.
It's not a door! Alright, so I'm going to unplug it like they say to do, because, I'll say why in a minute. Because you don't even have to say the word hey. Sometimes just the word air fryer apparently trips it by itself. So you don't even have to say hey air fryer, you just have to say, you could probably get away with saying air fryer. So there you go. There is a test. I've got to turn this fan back on. It's sticky in here. Oof. That is the unboxing and first time use of the Emerson Smart Voice Air Fryer. If you have questions and I haven't answered them, please feel free to, you know, get a hold of me on Mastodon if you know how. @jamandjerry@mastodon.stickbear.me is how you do it. You could also send me an email, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com, and I'll spell Jam and Jerry for you on both of those. Some people mess it up. They think I'm saying jamming, and I'm not. I'm saying jammin. So, jamminjerry2011 at gmail.com is the email address. Obviously, jamminjerry at mastodon.stickbear.me. Hope you guys have found this particular podcast helpful to you. Oh, and just to let you guys know, as I didn't say it earlier, the two different air fryers, the 5.3, you can get both of them on Amazon. The 5.3 cubic is, at the time of this recording, $129.99. And the 10 quart is, I don't know why I was saying cubic the whole time, it's quart. At any rate, the 10 quart is $169.99. Obviously, this is plus tax. I don't know if I still have both links, but you can find it on Amazon. If you need help finding it, just let me know, and I'll get the links for you. Not a problem. I'll do what I can. Hope you found this helpful and educational. And until next time, stay safe and stay happy, and make sure you tune into the next podcast, whenever that'll be.